This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
No cuts?
Two cuts.
From two cuts to no cuts.
Yeah.
Well, uncut.
Well,
I don't know. It's his own business.
What's that?
Never mind.
All right. I'll let it go.
Yeah.
All right. So we've spent most of the first hour talking about the Pistons. We're here at the Pistons Performance Center. Practice is going on right to our right, but they will be – actually, they're warming up prior to practice. Practice officially starts at noon, and J.B. Bickerstaff is scheduled to join us sometime around 1:30. Monday's main Champ and Chump, so get your votes in for Champ and Chump of the weekend. We've got early contenders on both sides. But, Scott, we got a big Monday night game tonight. You know, you look at two good teams playing one another, and you heard during the update there the litany of injuries, the long list. Not good. But the intangibles back at home is important. The Lions, coverage.com put this out, that after a loss, the Lions have covered the next week 11 out of 11 times. So they've won 11 after losing. They're 11-0 the next time out. You're uncomfortable with this?
No, I mean, it's just statistics. It's just facts. I mean, it is what it is. If you're, you know, of a betting persuasion that this might be something that you take into account.
The average score in those games, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the game after a loss. The average score.
Sure.
32-15.
32-15. Well, yep. That's 47. What is the over-under set on this game?
Well, I don't know. I'm a bit higher than that. I haven't looked at it.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's like 52 or something like that.
Yeah. But,
well, look, we all expect the Lions offense to be able to score points. And the addition, hopefully tonight, of Taylor Decker, we're assuming he's going to play, or at least I'm assuming he's going to play. Maybe he doesn't. But if he does, I think that'll help out the offense, maybe calm things down a little bit, and maybe help to get this run game going a little bit. But I think we all expect the offense to play pretty well. They're back at home. It'll be nice and quiet for them as an offensive unit. And they'll be able to put up some points. But how many points are they going to have to put up? That's the question I have. Here's what benefits them defensively. Is getting Aleem McNeil back is not a small thing.
No.
It's a big thing. It's a big thing because it helps to keep the defensive tackle rotation fresh. And they've got good defensive tackles. They can rotate these guys in. I'm not expecting McNeil to have 30 or 40 snaps on defense. But if he gets 15 quality snaps, it's going to be perhaps a difference maker. And when you have to contain a quarterback like Baker Mayfield and make sure that he doesn't start to freewheel, because that's when he's troublesome. Because he makes plays with his feet. He buys the time. And then if he has to, he'll run for the tough yards. Maybe he's not going to run for a 50-yard sprint down the sideline. But if it's 3rd and 7, he can get the 8 yards. And he's a scrappy guy. Having Aleem McNeil in the middle, being able to kind of police that area, helps to free up Hutch. I do expect Hutch to have a pretty big game. I've got a hunch. it's a gut feeling, but I think Hutchinson's going to have a big game with multiple quarterback sacks tonight, and I think we'll be talking a lot about his presence and domination tomorrow.
Well, that's interesting, and I'm looking forward to sort of going through this game and these matchups because – Tampa's going to focus on him, right? He's going to get the primary attention as far as an offensive coordinator and an O-line coach when they sit there and they bullet point what they need to try and limit from Detroit's defense. Everybody's going to point to Aiden Hutchinson, and that's just the way it is now. He is still making plays. He's getting to the quarterback. He's creating sack fumbles. He's good at knocking the ball out. And Baker freewheeling improvisation is his game. So we'll see how it goes. Here's the thing, Gator. These seasons are long, and this feels like it has massive ramifications from a playoff perspective in terms of, like, the tiebreaker. And, I'm not saying I don't – you want to win every game. You know what I want to see more than winning the game? With the bye week looming, I really want to see them – come back from the bye week healthy, make a run. And I guess what I'm saying is, if they lose this game, I'm not going to freak out about the direction of the season. And I'm sure we're going to get the storyline about look at the records of the teams they've beaten and look at the records of the teams they've lost to. Because if this is another loss, then it will be another loss to a good team. It'll be Green Bay, Kansas City, and Tampa. And there'll be some real undermining of the confidence of whether or not this team is good enough to win at all. I'm more concerned with just getting guys back on the field, and I can't believe we're doing this storyline again. I guess the only thing I'm hoping that's different from a year ago is that the injuries are coming early in the year and that they can be more healthy in the back end of the year. And I know this sometimes it gets kicked around, and maybe every team says this, and maybe it's always good. But I think the bye week is coming at a very good time for a team that could use a chance to rest some guys and health up. Like Terrion Arnold being back on the practice field last week was cool and everything, but he's already ruled out for this game.
That's fine, and I'm like you. It doesn't as a fan or as somebody who's looking at this maybe closer because of our jobs. It won't bother me if they don't win tonight's game. It won't bother me as much. I mean, I'll be bothered because you always want to see them win. But I'm expecting that if it's not, it's probably easily to point fingers and say, well, I mean, they lack in this area because this guy isn't on the field. And getting healthy afterwards is vitally important. And hopefully the big difference between this year dealing with injuries and last year dealing with injuries is that the injuries they have to deal with this year, and I hope this is the case because we know there's going to be more, is that they're – not of the season-ending variety, which we saw way too much of that last year, or that they happened late in the season and it was an 8-week injury instead of a 1-week or 2-week injury. So hopefully they can avoid putting players on the IR and missing 4 weeks at a time. But yeah, I'm with you on that. I still like where this team is at right now. Even with the division, Green Bay looks like they are a formidable team. Even they had a little setback, and then they came back yesterday and played reasonably well to win their game. The Bears, they're on a heater now. They've won 4 in a row. Mm-hmm. They are a team to contend with. After the Lions put 52 on them and embarrassed them, they've reeled off 4 straight wins.
So what's interesting, too, about this game is obviously whether the Lions are going to play tonight and whether they win or lose, it doesn't really affect their health. They might come out of this game very healthy. They might come out of this game even more banged up. But in theory, whether they win or lose this game, did they just turn the lights out on us? They just turned the lights out on us. Those of you watching on Twitch and YouTube.
Halloween's not for a while.
We've lost. I hope we're still on the air. We haven't lost power, have we?
We could see the lights out there.
Yeah, well, I think we're good. Anyway, whether they win or lose the game doesn't impact them coming back healthy against Minnesota in 2 weeks, right? I mean, they're still going to get – it's not like you win the game, you don't get the bye. Right. If you win or lose the game, you get the bye. So I guess I'm just more concerned about them being at their best down the stretch than right here. And
because we went through it last year.
Yeah, we did go through
it
last year.
We know how important it is to be healthy and on the stretch.
Yep.
If you're going to suffer injuries, now's the time to do it, and hopefully you can get – get past it and still win games, have the winning record during any kind of stretch where you have to deal with significant injuries, because, you know, having a winning record is basically guaranteeing a playoff spot. And that's what matters. You know, I know we like to talk about seeding and all that, but I just, like you, I just want the team to be healthy when it gets to the postseason. Yes, it would be awesome if they're hosting postseason games and playoff games, but just be healthy. Give the team the best chance to win.
Yep. All right, let's get into the matchup on the field, Lions and Bucks, and we'll start reading some of the predictions that have come in on this one. If you want to give us a prediction, 248-539-9797. It is still a big game in spite of all that we just said, because if you win it and you hold that tiebreaker over a team that very well could be there in the end. And the question with the Bucks is – you look at how many these comeback, dramatic, last possession wins they have. You wonder if that's going to either, A, catch up to them, or B, they just got that something. You know what I mean? They got that toughness. They know how to win. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. Open lines here on 97.1 The Ticket.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, 248-539-9797. Let's get to your open line calls. We go to Steve. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
My score is Lions 36-23 to win. And my prediction is I think Mayfield is hot. I think they'll score some points. It's great having McNeil back. But I think what's going to happen is they're going to actually set up the pass a little bit early with between Gibbs and Montgomery, especially Gibbs, and to actually set up the run. And I look for a ball possession type game, and that's why I got 36-23.
So, you know what's interesting, and you mentioned Jahmyr Gibbs, and earlier in the week, Dan Campbell made the comment that they really want to be more balanced in the backfield. I don't know the numbers in front of me, but I believe it was 17 carries to 4 in favor of Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery last week in the loss at Kansas City. And the time and score, first of all, is a weird possession game in terms of lower possessions. Secondly, is the Lions kind of got behind and ended up probably throwing it a little bit more than they intended to. So here comes Dan Campbell, and he makes a comment earlier in the week about it being more of a Montgomery game. They've played Tampa Bay 3 times the last 2 years. They played them last year in the regular season and lost. They beat them in the postseason, and they beat them during the regular season down there in Tampa. In the first game, Jahmyr Gibbs was hurt, and David Montgomery got hurt, and Craig Reynolds was their leading ball carrier. Then in the last 2, the playoff game and the game last year, Jahmyr Gibbs went for 13 carries and 84 yards and 9 carries and 74 yards.
Wow.
He averaged over 7 yards per carry against Tampa in the last 2 games they played last year. I think in theory, Dan Campbell's right, and I think we'd all agree that having the 1-2 punch, that combination is really important. But on one week, it's going to be different than the other. I think this is another Gibbs game.
Yeah, and what I'm trying to say here, and I'll finish this up real quick, is I think between doing some early passing, not necessarily bombs or nothing like that, getting St. Brown involved, Laporta involved, getting Gibbs involved, and then all of a sudden you hand it off to Montgomery, and all of a sudden he gets involved, and I don't think Tampa's going to know what's coming. Is it going to be a pass or a run?
Well, that's kind of everybody.
I mean, that's the Lions' offense. Yeah,
it's a great thing about
right,
it.
You, but, you know, they didn't do it last week, but I think they're going to do it tonight.
Well, hopefully that's the case. I hope they're able to run the football, because if they run the ball, they can do anything. If they're able to run the football, they'll score over 40 points, because it sets up the play-action passing. And I think maybe one of the reasons why you see, in a small sample size, why you see the success of Jahmyr Gibbs against Tampa is because Montgomery is more of a straight-line runner going up the middle between the tackles.
Mm-hmm.
That means you're going to run into Vita Vea.
Yep.
If you're Gibbs and you're getting most of your – perhaps most of your yards come outside or more of your yards come outside than, say, what Montgomery does – that means you're not running into Vita Vea, you're running away from Vita Vea. Vita Vea is the key to that whole defense. Jared Goff said it. He's a monster. He's, you know, look out for him. The offensive line is aware of him. And certainly Dan Campbell's aware of him. So I think they'll game plan against that. And maybe you're right. I'm not saying it was a smokescreen last week talking about we got to get Montgomery more. It is a game-by-game thing. And it's even, I think, within a game feel of what's working and what isn't working. I don't think Dan Campbell's going to shy away from if, let's say, that while Montgomery's there, he's getting 5-6 yards a carry. Keep feeding him.
Well, I think there are going to be games, too, where it makes more sense to feature David Montgomery. Now, are 2 games, 2 big games by Jahmyr Gibbs against this Tampa defense of late, does that really mean that they should stay with a ratio that favors Jahmyr Gibbs? I mean, I'd pursue that. I'd invest in that a little bit early in the game and see if, indeed, Gibbs has been good against this group and hence, therefore, carry the football more. I mean,
it's still only 20 carries in 2 games.
I know. So. I know. And but it's over 7 yards a carry.
Yes.
And let's also, but if you could, we could talk about all the stats we want. If you zoom out and take a look at a big picture, the Lions scored 16, 20, and 31 in those games against Tampa. That's not a ton of points for them. I mean, 31 is typical, but the 16 and the 20, Todd Bowles has done a nice job against this Lions offense. It's probably about as good as anybody. And you couple that with Jared Goff has 9 touchdowns and 7 picks against Todd Bowles' coach teams. Now, Goff has put up some huge yardage totals in these games. Oh. So there's a couple things. Wasn't one of these Tampa games like 7 trips to the red zone and 1 touchdown?
Maybe.
That sounds like happened maybe in the – was the game they lost last year. I think they couldn't finish drives.
Well, the 9 touchdowns to 7 interceptions thing, that's concerning. And I'm sure Jared knows it, and hopefully there'll be a clean game for him tonight. But I just think that with all the damage done to the Lions secondary, without your starting 2 corners and your starting 2 safeties, I think that they'll get some stops, but the stops that I envision the Lions getting, like, I got a score for you, Doug.
You got what, like a final score?
Yeah.
Right, should I write this down?
Right sure, now? Why not?
Okay, let's go, Gator. What do you got?
I think the Lions win it 38-27. But I think the Lions score six times, but it's Tampa will score five times. It'll look closer like that, but the Lions will be able to hold them to a couple of field goals on some of those drives, which will be the difference. Because I think Aleem McNeil makes that difference. When you get to the red zone, then things get more compacted, and you have less space to get your receivers running free. That'll benefit the Lions secondary in a shorter field. So I think that'll be an opportunity for this defense to get the stops they need.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Brandon. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to ask you, so when Gibbs was drafted, part of the justification for drafting him so early was that Brad Holmes said that he was a weapon, right? Not just a running back, but he was an offensive weapon. From your perspective, and I've watched each game, but I don't know if I've really noticed, has he been that, or has he been just a running back? Because maybe this is the game where we split out Gibbs, keep Montgomery in the backfield, and use Gibbs as a weapon instead of just a running back.
I think they did it earlier in the year where he was split out a couple times, but they definitely use him in the passing game as the running back in the passing game. But I hear what you're saying, using him more as a receiver. I think maybe some of that stuff they haven't had to because the emergence of Isaac Tesla as being a very capable and sure-handed receiver with good speed and great size, and you know they still want to get Khalif Raymond his reps too. So I hear what you're saying, but I think he's probably – I don't know if you've got the numbers here, Doug.
Yeah.
His receiving numbers
– I mean, he's got 52 receptions each of his first two seasons, and this year he's tracking to have more than that. I think he is a weapon. I think he's absolutely a weapon. And whether he's lining up in the backfield or lining up split out, that is a look that they could give a team at some point. But, I do believe in him being that weapon.
I was just kind of wondering, like, is this because we're talking about getting Montgomery more involved, do we see more of them on the field at the same time, having Gibbs split out, maybe motioning in the backfield? And then, you know, that just seems like something I envisioned for them when they drafted him.
Yeah, maybe. I think the other thing it does with Gibbs on the field, I think it's been clear that teams, when they game plan against the Lions and that offense, they're there to stop Jahmyr Gibbs. You know, he's not having that season that he had last year. I mean, he's getting into the end zone because the Lions get to the, you know, in the goal line situations and they just hand it off to whoever they want to. They're going to score. And he's been a part of that. But his yards per carry are down a little bit. And I think teams are really keying on him because they know how vitally important he is to that offense. And yet the Lions are able to adjust because they have so many weapons on offense. Okay, you're going to take him away. That's fine. That leaves things open for Sam Laporta or for Jamison Williams to be more involved. And, you know, we'll see. We've seen J-Mo an uptick in his catches the last couple of weeks. So. I'm excited for this game tonight. I think offensively the Lions are going to be just fine.
Well, they're a fun team to watch, that's for sure. And they're also a fun team to watch coming off a loss. And they have been very, very good in these situations. Tampa comes in, and have they shown a vulnerability to be attacked another way? Something that we will get to straight ahead. It's Carson Anderson, open lines, 248-539-9797. If you want to get your predictions in on Lions and Tampa, do so. We will record all these. We've got a bunch of tweets and texts, so you are on the record, but we take your phone calls as well. Plus your Champa Chump votes. Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's the problem?
There's not a problem. I just wondered, maybe we can improve the backdrop of our situation here.
With the video stream?
Yeah.
Oh,
Bobby knows what I'm talking about.
You want one of the lightning bolts behind us?
They don't want a lightning bolt.
So they got us in a studio down here at the Performance Center where the Pistons are actually practicing right over there. And the opener's on Wednesday, home opener's on Sunday. A week from today, they got a huge game against Cleveland. And where they put us is this studio. And studios, when they are broken down, it just can kind of look like a little bit like a storage room. But we do see some of the props. And so you want one of those lightning bolt props?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing against this Pistons logo behind us. It's great. It looks brilliant in the gray with the blue backdrop. I think it looks great. Mm-hmm. But a lightning bolt. Now you're saying
that,
something.
That lightning bolt looks heavy.
Making a statement.
Are you?
Well, I'm looking at it. I see they're on a big platform, maybe that's not wise.
It might not. I mean, we can investigate this during the next commercial break. But if you want to see, go to twitch.tv and youtube.com. And then Gator wants to rearrange things and bring in a lightning bolt.
You know, just like kind of like having Big Floyd.
Big Floyd, the stuffed animal you had at Cedar Point when you were like in
13 high school. Years old, yeah. 13, 14 years old. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he was in studio with us for a while.
He was in studio with us for a while.
Riding shotgun during.
It's been a while since we've had Big Floyd in studio.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll investigate it. Okay, so we were talking about the Lions and this matchup tonight. Something else to look for, and I've kind of called for another big Jahmyr Gibbs night in spite of what was said earlier in the week. I gave my reasons as to why. He's done pretty well in these matchups with Tampa. Last couple of weeks, Tampa's faced some backup tight ends, and they've had huge games. Jack Tongness in San Francisco and A.J. Barner with Seattle. I'm going to be intrigued to see if this is another Laporta game. Like, we've seen a lot of ebbs and flows, but mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if we have another big Gibbs game and another big Sam Laporta game.
Well, Lavonte David has been banged up. I don't know if he's going to play tonight. I think he was questionable. So that's, you know, one of those guys that would help prevent something like that, perhaps. So I'm with you. I think the tight end plays a huge role. But I think the tight end always plays a big role with the Lions offense. I think Jared Goff really likes having
Sam. He hasn't always played a big role. There have been games where we've come away saying, where's Laporta?
I think the tight end position has been a big one for most part. And I think Jared Goff, the way that he is the last couple weeks, I think, in particular, at least in games that I've watched.
He's been big the last couple weeks.
In games I've watched.
But we do this invariably. It seems like we It always happens. Somebody has a big game, and then we get the call and go, yeah, but what about so-and-so? Where was he? Well, there's only so many footballs to go around.
This is true, but I could see I agree with you. I think Laporta could be playing a big role and just continue what he's done. There's a really good rapport he's developed over a very short amount of time with Jared Goff. And that's a sign of not only Goff's leadership, but it's also a sign of the players that they're getting. You know, these guys have stepped in, and it's quick to get that relationship going. They're doing a great job, whether it was St. Brown from moment one, basically, or what Laporte has done the last couple of weeks, and certainly with Jahmyr Gibbs, and now with Jameson Williams as well.
All right, here we go. From Marlon, gentlemen, I guarantee you the Lions win tonight. I shoot the boot, guarantee it. Oh, it will be a statement victory. I think they're so angry with what happened versus Kansas City and the whole officials that they will come out firing on all cylinders. I'm predicting a 38-20 Lions win. Unnamed texter, they need to utilize Jamo more as a weapon as well. Not necessarily the deep ball, but the shorter passes and use his speed.
Do you think that there's any kind of screw you moment with the Lions to the NFL with some sort of play that they run?
No.
Do you think they dare run that same play again this week that they ran last week to success, except for the fact that Goff didn't stop for a second?
Do I think so? No, but, you never know. Sometimes they do the little wink and a nod kind of play call, but I'm not sure they're going to do it this week. Gary, regarding Tesla, somebody says the emergence of Tesla, he's had three catches.
Yeah, but the fact that he's on the field a lot more now, his snap count has gone up, and he's there whether it's a decoy or not. He's somebody that's on the field a lot. That's my point, is he's taking up that spot as a receiver spot instead of using a running back there.
TT writes in, I have Tampa beating Detroit 35-17. We are in trouble, and Tampa Bay, I feel, is the best team in the NFC.
Tampa's good.
From Rich in Algonac, hey guys, great show. The Bucks or any other NFL team for that matter cannot keep going to the last minute comeback well and continue winning. Their luck will run out eventually, starting with their game against our gritty Lions tonight. Go Lions. Thank you, Rich. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Pete. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Pete.
Hey guys, really excited about the game tonight, and I just wanted to say that I feel that they should have the pass set up the run to start the game. I feel that, it's always been the run to set up the pass, but when they came out against Chicago, I think it was, it really worked. And I just having those great short passes or something like that, when the receiver's open, can get momentum for them rather than Gibbs up the middle or something and we go three and out. And I just find that that's been kind of like the way it's been. I know that the season is going to be an arduous season. It's going to be a tough season, and I'm up for it. I don't expect them to roll over people all the time, but this is a big game to win, and it's going to be a tight game, I feel.
Well, they had wasn't last week against Kansas City, that monster first drive?
Yeah, the 10-minute drive.
Yeah, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. No, there's no question.
Well, there was a lot of running involved, and they only ended up with 3 points.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's going to happen. That's going to happen. And I think that there's a lot of things that went against us last week. One, our play. And then two, the calls, I believe, the way it went about, it was kind of ridiculous. But we got to look past that. And I think with Tampa as a forceful team and trying to get to Baker Mayfield is important. Because once he scrambles, that's when we start losing it on our a defensive back because they get open in that. So there's a lot to think about, but I think if we stick to our game plan and that back-to-back and not losing, I think that mentality is important.
Pete, do you think they win this game tonight?
I do. I do. I think it's going to be a 30-28 game, and I think that they win it. It's, as I said, it's going to be tight. And the season, to me, is all about this. Everybody wants to have that huge cushion, but to win in the NFL is so difficult. We all know that. And for them to have these tough games, it's just going to be, we're going to have ugly wins and we need them.
Well, 30-28, I don't know if I'd call that an ugly win. The funny thing is you talked about them, you don't want them to hand off the Gibbs up the middle, three and out, and punt. You know how many games they've opened with a three and out? offensively?
None this year.
Green Bay, the opener, is the only one they went three and out to open the game. They did have a four and out where they had a, you know, they had 12 yards on the first play and then ran three plays and were forced to punt. But look, I mean, they're an explosive offense. John Morton said something funny this week about going up against the Todd Bowles defense and how that makes for restless nights for him. And Bowles has been pretty good. I mean, if you just look at the point totals, 31, 20, and 16 in the last couple of years, not bad. Not bad at all. So I give him a ton of credit. He has done a nice job. But Lions offense is a headache for a lot of people. As far as when Tampa has the football, the depleted secondary is a very real thing because it's basically wipe out all the starters, start from scratch. And, you know, we're going to have another – there's going to be another one of those games where something's going to happen. We're going to go, who was that? Last week it was Harper. We'll see who it is this week. But, you know, if they don't have a Mecca Ibuka, and he did practice on Saturday, I don't think he was officially listed as questionable with the hamstring. Did not practice Thursday, did not practice Friday, was limited on Saturday. Mike Evans didn't practice. I was limited on Thursday, didn't practice Friday, full practice Saturday, listed as questionable.
I expect Mike Evans to play.
I think so too. Ibuka, we'll see. Bucky Irvin is out. I'm a big Bucky Irvin fan. As a versatile back and a weapon out of the backfield, he is out for them. They do not have a great rushing attack. They're down on their depth chart a little bit on the offensive line, and Aleem McNeil being back should help. But, you know, this is where the quarterback position and Baker's ability to make things happen can make a difference.
Well, he is a playmaker, and he has found a way to resurrect his career in Tampa. He's done a great job. Got to take your hat off to him, and he is one tough son of a gun out there on the field.
Okay, feedback coming in via Twitter. Pat writes in, Lions 38, Bucks 21. Lions outshoot them. Baker makes a few mistakes, and Hutch goes off. Tom Cavanaugh tweets us, Lions 35, Bucks 34. The team that punts less wins. Jack Fox, don't even suit up. Enjoy some personal time off. Down with Detroit, Hutch 5 sacks. Hold defense, 11 sacks.
Wow. That's
11.
That's the big chesty.
5 and 11.
That's a big chesty.
Well, that's bold ass. Dennis R. says, Tampa 34, Detroit 27. Both quarterbacks throw for over 300 yards. Lions fall short on game-tying drive. Jeffrey Pitt. I am going 37-33 Lions. This will need to be a game where the offense carries the team and the defense up front does just enough. Aleem and Hutch will get to the quarterback at times, but Baker will still make things happen to keep them in the game and make this kind of a shootout. From Jason, Bucks 34, Lions 27, with so many players missing from the secondary, Baker shreds the Lions with 3 touchdown passes and runs one in as well. Either way, this is going to be a shootout. Both teams allow over 300 yards a game. I'm really hoping I'm wrong. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Thanks for being with us on a Monday here on 97.1. We're at the Henry Ford Health Pistons Performance Center, and JB Bickerstaff scheduled to join us after practice, which is just about set to get underway. Guys will practice, and then Chicago is the opener on Wednesday. Come home for a Sunday 3:30 first home game of the year. And after that, by the way, for fans going to that, as always, you know, you want to get there early, report for duty early, because there will be fan activations on the concourse. There will be t-shirts on the seats. So you want to get there early if you do have tickets to Sunday's opener. Big game against Cleveland on Monday. There are tickets available for both games. Limited number for the opener, but tickets available for both games if you are interested in going. So, taking your calls and your predictions on the Lions tonight, your champ and chump calls coming in as well. We'll get to some Red Wing stuff a little bit later on. Michigan with a big win. Michigan State, they fought for a minute, Gator. They fought for a minute. And we'll get to the Spartans a little bit later on. But continue taking your open line calls and your feedback. Do you like Baker Mayfield?
I have...
We lose Gators Mike?
Oh, there you go.
All right, sorry.
I have very mixed thoughts on Baker Mayfield. I didn't like him earlier in his career. I liked the commercials.
Right.
But I didn't like him as much as a quarterback. But I think he's been humbled by the league and finding a new home in Tampa Bay. I respect the way he plays because he's so tough and gritty, and I do respect that. I've grown to like him a little bit, yeah. He's no longer in my list of quarterbacks that I can't stand. I don't mind him.
It's funny. You asked the question last week of Jared Goff about guys who went number one overall, he and Baker. And Goff made the comment to us, hey, we're both guys who went number one and on our another team, like, yeah, had success. I really remember when Baker was he with the Rams when they were playing, where was it, Carolina? It was with the Rams, right, when they were playing that game we needed him to win in Seattle.
Yeah.
And he looked nothing like the guy he looks like now.
No, and in fairness, I think he was there for a half a minute and, sure, and was thrust into that situation. But, yes, could have used his help. Didn't get it.
Yep. And I don't hold it. I can't help but like the guy. He's got this swashbuckler thing going, right?
Well, he is playing for the Buccaneers.
I know. But it does. I think he's kind of polarizing, and I wonder how many people like you have gone from not liking Baker to liking Baker. And I didn't really have strong feelings one way or another. But I definitely kind of like a good redemption story. And as you put it out, does he seem – I mean, look, I'm not around him all the time, and I wasn't at any point. But it does seem like the league humbled him, and he's, grown up a bit. And that makes him likable, I guess, yeah, for me.
I'm sorry, did you say Lightning Baker or Liking Baker?
You can barely contain your excitement, can't you?
What? Just, wondering – if you had said lightning or liking.
Gator,
I feel like we're waiting for 10 questions or something.
Gator wanted the lightning bolt prop behind us, and you got what you wanted. So if you are watching on Twitch or YouTube, you want me to bring up the video stream on the computer so you can see what it looks like?
I mean, I'm curious what it looks like.
Kang, he's a child. I can't keep him focused. This
no,
is all
of course
he cares
not.
About
Gator,
now.
I just pulled up the YouTube feed because of this, and the lightning does look better now for you guys. I can see your faces better.
You know what? Looking at this, what do you think of that as a logo?
For the Pistons? A
yeah,
lightning
like
bolt
have a lightning
through
bolt.
The Pistons?
Well, maybe behind it so it doesn't disrupt the Detroit Pistons script, but lightning bolt behind it? Is this like, hey, your peanut butter is in my chocolate?
Did we just discover something fantastic? That this is what the actual – if you're watching on the video stream, if you're not – our backdrop is a Piston – like the traditional Piston basketball logo where it says Detroit Pistons. They had props around the studio, and Gator was fixated on the lightning bolt, which we have now moved into the background. And you think this could be the permanent logo, huh?
I'm just saying. I think it would be a pretty sweet alternate logo to have this behind the Piston script. I think that's a good look. And, I mean – look, this is cool. Like I said earlier, I really like the silver or the gray with the blue backdrop, but then you add another color blue with the red outline, the lightning bolt. Now we got something.
Okay.
Now we're cooking with grease.
All right.
Well. Let's go. Come on. Am I wrong? I mean, people watching on Twitch.tv, you can clearly see. Or YouTube, you can clearly see the logo.
He's very, very fired up.
Just curious what people think. Am I way off on this? Or is it just that awesome?
So here's my question for you is, can you get 2 hours and 8 minutes of content out of this lightning bolt behind us? Because I feel like this is all you care about now.
No.
Is this lightning bolt?
I'm fine. It's just there. And I think now we're ready for an energized rest of the show.
Well,
I mean, that's the way I look at it. I mean, I feel better. Bobby feels better.
Yeah.
Well, I don't. If I was just motioning, the only thing better than one lightning bolt is two.
Are you gonna go get the other one?
No, I think we're good with the one. All I think
because there's another one.
We don't need to rearrange the entire set. We do have to remember where this one went. So that's
when the Pistons personnel walk back in here and scold, I have nothing to do with this. Just for the record, when they say who touched the props,
what?
Let's say it was this guy.
I didn't touch it. I suggested it.
Oh, good God. Wasn't me.
It's all good.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I think it's a nice addition to the logo.
All right. Well, there you go. Comments coming in. He's been waiting for Doug to notice. Yeah, I noticed. Big D Dog says it looks way better than the Big Turd background on the broadcast this weekend. Did you see that? Big Ten Saturday night. It had the two commentators. I can't remember who it was.
I was at a wedding, so I didn't.
It was the two commentators, and it was the Big Ten Saturday night, and it says, you know, the Big Ten logo, the B1G, mm-hmm. and then Saturday, except the logo, the commentator on the right was covering up the S and A, and the commentator on the left was covering up the A and Y.
It just said turd.
It said Big Turd.
That's fantastic.
You didn't see that?
No, I didn't see. I was out, so I didn't see it.
I just thought you might have saw it on social media.
No, I want to.
Well,
Big Turd. 737. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's a big.
Right,
that's big.
Right there.
What network was that on, Doug?
It was on NBC. And I'll hold it up for the cameras for people to see.
Yeah, good thing they weren't covering up other parts, other words on there either.
Big Turd.
Yeah, that's right. They could have really messed up if they covered up part of the peacock.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right about
yes.
that.
No.
I see what you're implying there.
It could have got real bad.
Uncensored.
Yes, but yes, Big D Dog, it is better. It
Big
is better.
Turd.
Settle down, Beavis says, regarding this logo behind us, especially as cars are moving to EVs, there's going to be not as many cars with pistons in them. Might be a good idea to get ahead of it.
Mm.
Risa says, looks good. From Alabaster in St. Clair, I think it looks great. St. Patrick 29, alternate jersey, parentheses, logo is legit. Yeah, the bolt behind the text would be peak. Does it give you a Tampa Bay Lightning feel?
I don't care.
Yeah.
And yes, it does a little bit. But it's I think it's a good logo.
Mm-hmm.
I think our lightning bolt is different than theirs.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, you can see it for yourself if you want to follow us on Twitch or YouTube. Feel free. In the meantime, the Lions taking on Tampa tonight on Monday Night Football. Jason writes us, Tampa is a really tough matchup, let alone not having a secondary. Get ready for the sky is falling crowd for the next 2 weeks with the bye. Tampa 31, the Lions 23. Well, there are plenty of panic farmers out there, and we know how this works. When you lose a game, people lose their you-know-what, but it's a long, long, long season. I am more concerned with them getting healthy after the bye and stringing wins together then. It's not that I want to lose tonight, but I think that is the biggest thing that this team needs. They need their guys back on the field. And it's been going on too long. Brian says it will be a shootout. Possibly the last team that touches the ball wins. A big game from J-Mo on Montgomery seals it. Lions 37, Bucks 31. I'm seeing it as another Gibbs game, man. I really am. Mark says Lions 35, 31. Penei Sewell scores. Raymond says Lions 37, Bucks 28. Lions do to the Bucks what they did to the Cowboys last year. Torch them with multiple trick plays. I see two touchdowns for Amon-Ra tonight. 248-539-9797. Your thoughts on the Pistons. If you want to talk a little basketball, we will hear from J.B. Bickerstaff in the 1 o'clock hour. We got Lions and Buccaneers on Monday Night Football. Your prediction and a score. Tell us what you think is going to happen. Champ and Chump will reset our picks. We'll talk about the college teams over the weekend, the Red Wings as well, next hour here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game.
They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.